This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Thanksgiving holiday is coming up, and millions of travelers are getting ready to fly. Some of those travelers say the new body imaging screeners that had their first run here at Logan Airport are a violation of privacy. But some security experts insist they're necessary to detect new types of non-metal bombs that can be hidden in underwear or elsewhere on the body. Here's the chief of the TSA, John Pistol, on CNN this morning.
We're having, you know, over 2 million people a day travel, especially Tuesday and Wednesday, and next Sunday, the busiest travel days. So the advanced imaging technology is simply our best technology that will detect the plots that we saw, for example, on Christmas Day with the non-metallic device that would not be picked up on a walk-through metal detector. People can opt out of that, and if they do opt out, then we just ask that they have a thorough pat-down.
So Pistol says passengers are allowed to opt out of the new scanners, and there's a movement afoot to do just that. But those thorough pat-downs are also causing controversy. One person facing the holiday travel circus is WBUR.org reporter Andrew Phelps. We spoke to Andrew before he hopped on a plane for the holidays.
I am going to Chicago's O'Hare Airport to see my mother and stepfather. They don't live at O'Hare. They live in Evanston, Illinois, but I have to fly to O'Hare.
And so you'll be having to go through the security screening.
That's right. I will have to wait in line with many other passengers at Logan and possibly walk through one of these full body scanners.
And as you know, related to those body scanners, there's a new pseudo holiday. Not only do we have Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Buy Nothing Day, but now we have National Opt-Out Day. Tell us about it.
National Opt-Out Day. National Opt-Out Day. And we'll see if it takes off, as it were. It's sort of a grassroots movement or maybe a little bit of a PR movement that started on the web to get people to refuse to go through these controversial body imaging scanners and instead request the alternative, which is a pat-down, a frisk at the airport. The idea being that it will cause so much disruption at airports, it'll send a message about what people see as government being too intrusive in our private lives.
And are people hoping that if government gets that message, they'll get rid of the body scanners?
Perhaps, but the TSA last week reiterated its support for this technology and said, we'd rather you get there safe than untouched.
All right, so if a lot of people decide they're going to opt out of the body scanners and get a pat-down, isn't that going to create monster delays on what's already a monstrously delayed day, which is Thanksgiving holiday at airports?
Right, that the day before Thanksgiving is said to be the busiest travel day of the year. And if this protest takes off, yes, it would be very frustrating for a lot of travelers. What I suspect might happen, though, is that those travelers will get mad at their fellow travelers who are protesting and not at the TSA, which is seen as just doing its job. So I'll be interested to watch how this quote-unquote holiday pans out.
Now, Andrew, this whole opt-out day started with a blog story from your own hometown. Is that true?
Yes. A San Diegan who is now famous. I'm not talking about myself, of course. John Tyner from Oceanside, California, had read up about the scanners, and he knew he was going to travel. He got to San Diego International Airport and was asked to go through the scanner and said, you know what, the privacy concerns are too great for me. I choose not to go through the scanner. I'm opting out, he told TSA.
So he decides to get pat down, but then he feels that pat down was extremely invasive.
That's right. He realizes what the pat down entails, and, well, this is how he famously described it.
We can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
So we have that tape because Tyner recorded the whole thing on his cell phone.
And what we hear him saying is, if you touch my junk, I'll have you arrested.
You said it, not me.
Okay, but this story did not end there.
No, so it quickly escalates. More TSA security folks come by, the police arrive, and he says he doesn't want to go through the scanner and he doesn't want to get pat down, which raises concern that maybe there's some reason that he doesn't want to get pat down. Maybe there's something he's carrying that's unlawful. He is escorted out of the airport by police. And as he's leaving, the TSA says, you can't leave a secure area. We can fine you $10,000 and slap you with a civil suit. And he said, but I'm being escorted out.
So he refused the body scanner. He refused the pat down. He says, I want to leave. But they say, no, you can't leave or we will sue you.
And slap you with a $10,000 fine. And the TSA says, when he's talking with the supervisor, and this is caught on tape, the TSA says, well, we need to search you one way or another. And when you bought your plane ticket, you effectively gave up your right to privacy. And that comment became the rallying cry for folks on the internet who feel that the government is being too invasive and too overzealous in the pursuit of fighting against terrorism.
So what are people's options if they have some discomfort with the security screening process at airports?
Well, the ACLU of Massachusetts has put out a guide to your rights at the airport, sort of a walkthrough to demystify the security process. Of course, your first option is just to walk through the body scanner, which a lot of people may choose to do. But you can opt out, and the TSA might pressure you to keep the line moving, but you're not legally required to go through this body scanner. The alternative, if you opt out of the scan, is what they call a standard pat-down. A screener of the same sex basically frisks you.
And I've had one of those. I actually declined a scanner recently, and the pat-down was perfectly fine and very innocent. Is the issue that there's a new pat-down that is more invasive?
Well, there's what's called a resolution pat-down. So if somebody patting you down detects something mysterious, they have to give you a much more invasive pat-down, which includes touching your groin area. And that's what makes people really uncomfortable. Now, you can request to do it in private, and you can request a witness come with you, either someone that you know who's traveling with you, or somebody like a supervisor at the TSA.
Have all these issues we're talking about been a big deal at Logan here in Boston?
Not really. Last week, WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reported that Logan has heard very few complaints. Boston was the first city to get these scanners, these now controversial scanners, about 4 months ago. And about 6 months from now, Boston will be the first city to upgrade to these newfangled stick figure scanners, which don't show a person's, you know, lumps and bumps, but more of a vague outline of a human form with blocks representing areas that are suspicious.
I also have to mention that this has started inevitably a little cottage industry of humor. I came across this little web image of a fake children's book cover, and it's got these little animated kid, and the title of the book is My First Cavity Search.
My First Cavity Search, yes. Yeah, it was very funny. It shows two happy TSA screeners with gloves on. And
putting on plastic gloves, one holding a heavy flashlight.
With a little child. But the part that makes me a little bit uncomfortable is somebody snapped a photo of a TSA screener's computer at an airport, and that image, that mock image, is that screener's wallpaper. So it's a sense of humor on the part of the federal government that I'm a little uncomfortable with.
So, Andrew, when you fly, what will be your poison? You're going to go through a body scanner, or you're going to get patted down?
You know, I haven't decided, but I have the feeling that I will make the snap judgment that a lot of Americans will, which is, I'm tired, I want to get home and see my family, I'll go through the damn machine.
And how annoyed will my fellow travelers be if I say, take me aside and pat me down and slow down the rest of the line?
Exactly.
Andrew, thanks very much.
Thank you, Sasha.
When we come back...
Do you mean how to open wine bottles?
Am I doing it right?
The founder of Sam Adams may not know wine, but he sure knows beer. And these days, a nice cold brew is hot. We'll talk with a longtime Boston beer maker about the rise of the craft beer market and his new microloan program. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.